Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, one of the things that a lot of you were asking me yesterday on my video on schizoid personality and schizotypal personality is it possible to have autism and schizophrenia, or autism and some other disorder? And the answer is yes, and I want to look today at the evidence for this and why this is the case. People that have one thing wrong with them are more likely to have multiple things wrong with them. And the reason, and this is something, of course, this is a phrase you'll have heard me use so much on this channel, is simply comorbidity. And the comorbidity, which is the having multiple problems, will be underpinned essentially by that phrase that I use so much, high mutational load. That if you have a high mutational load, you are more likely to have multiple problems, multiple related genetic problems. If the problems have a similar genetic plus environmental pathway, then you are more likely to have multiple problems. So an example of this is there was a paper published a couple of years ago called The Comorbidity of Schizophrenia Spectrum and Mood Disorders in Autistic Spectrum Disorder. And what it found was that people who have autism, they divided between autism, autism spectrum disorder, and the weakest form of it, which was Asperger's, are at elevated likelihood compared to controls of also suffering from schizophrenia, of also suffering from bipolar disorder, and from also suffering from some kind of major depressive episode. Now, why is this the case? Well, the reason is, they averred, is that there is certain genetics that is related to all of these different diagnoses. So the same genes are cross over in these different diagnoses. So this means that if you have one of these diagnoses, you are more likely to have more than one of them, because of the fact that this genetic predisposition is there. Now, if you look at the subtleties of this, what was found was that among females in particular, and among females that had Asperger's, they in particular had a strongly elevated likelihood of being diagnosed with all of these things, with a major depressive disorder, with bipolar disorder, and with schizophrenia. Now, why would this be the case? Well, if we look at the way in which these problems are diagnosed, they are diagnosed according to a checklist. And if you have all of them, then, you know, you have full-blown, for example, you have full-blown schizophrenia, and if you have a few less of them, then you are schizotypal, and if you have a few less of them, then you are schizoid. That's the way it works. Now, some of these different symptoms of each of these disorders will cross over, and so at the weakest level of autism, that is to say Asperger's, then it is perfectly possible that this will cross over with some of the aspects of schizophrenia, of some of the aspects of major depressive disorder, or some of the aspects of bipolar, and therefore you can be diagnosed with all of them. And so it is possible to be diagnosed with all of them. So that's the first clear point. And the reason for it would be that there is the same genetics, there are genes in common between each disorder. And so it is perfectly possible, it's not particularly likely necessarily, but it's perfectly possible that a person would be diagnosed with multiple disorders. Secondly, more broadly, if you have one thing wrong with you and it reflects high mutational load, then, well, this is more like you have a general factor of high mutational load, and so you're more likely to have other things wrong with you. So if you have developed a schizoid personality as a combination of genetics and a suboptimal environment, then, well, it's more likely that you will also develop bipolar as a combination of bad genetics and a suboptimal environment, or narcissistic personality as a combination of genetics and suboptimal environment. You have that factor there of suboptimal genetics and a suboptimal environment, and therefore that you are more likely to develop more things. And the third thing, let's focus on environment here. We don't just have to focus on, we can give another example. Let's think of a sexual maladaptation, something like paedophilia. Well, people that are paedophiles are more likely to have other fetish. It's a fetish, essentially, a paedophilia. And they're more likely to have other fetishistic disorders. They're more likely, for example, to be exhibitionists. They're more likely to have all kinds of other indications of high mutational load and of poor genetic health. So again, we're dealing with a general factor, which means that they have multiple related things wrong with them. What is that general factor? Well, part of it could just be high mutational load, but part of it more specifically could be a problem with canalization. Now, canalization is that when something is developing, it goes along a specific developmental pathway. And if an environmental insult knocks it off that pathway, then, well, eventually it gets back onto the pathway and it carries on. But if you have a problem with canalization, you are less able to get back onto the adaptive pathway, and therefore you go off in some maladaptive direction. And it's been suggested that with paedophilia, this is caused partly by genetics, but also partly by, in utero, by some kind of problem with the mother, that the male child releases masculinizing hormones and the mother has some oversensitive immune system, which means that she massively releases sort of feminizing hormones. And if the child has a weak immune system anyway, then this somehow interferes with the child's development and causes the child to be more likely to be a paedophile. And the more sons she has, the more extreme her immunoreaction becomes. And therefore, the even more likely the son is to be a paedophile, the more older brothers it has. And then if there is some kind of environmental insult, and often in the case of paedophiles, this is being sexually abused or some other trauma at a relatively young age, then they become they are removed from the developmental pathway. They are taken off the canal, as it were, and then they just can't get back on it and they become stuck. And if that happens with regard to one thing, i.e., the chronometry, fancying children and developing a fetish in that regard, then it can happen with regard to other things that might cause them to develop fetishes, and therefore they will develop multiple fetishes. So that's two examples then. You have schizophrenia and you have paedophilia. And these will tend to be comorbid with lots of other things because what they reflect is a general mutational load or a general developmental problem. And if you have one problem, the result is that you are likely to have multiple problems. So I hope that clears that up, chaps, and I will see you soon, and goodbye.
Hello. The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you could also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!